On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Our whole goal in designing the stadium is that if you walked a Chicago Bears fan into our new stadium and blindfolded them and took the blindfold off, when they would look around, they would be able to tell you you're in Chicago. And because it will have attributes that come from the city of Chicago, the state of Illinois. But it's a beautiful design. It will have an ETFE roof, translucent roof, but it'll be comfortable and it'll be able to allow us to bid for world-class events.
You sure about that? You sure about that?
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score.
That's one of the all-time great riffs. Tom Petty running down a dream. After one of the all-time great griffs, the Bears trying to get a stadium. Wow, is this sad and pathetic? So it's perfect for Suckage. Welcome in. Welcome back. Saturday Suckage. I'm Steve Rosenblum. I suck so you don't have to. So the Bears played and won in Kevin Warren's old stadium Sunday. And Ben Johnson sucked up to the boss by giving Warren a game ball because it was his birthday. Thus, devaluing game balls past, present, and future. Bad, worse, worst. Should we say that? Should we scream that? Dumb, dumber, dumbest. Game ball to the team, whatever Kevin Warren is. Sorry, Cairo. Sorry, Nashon. Blame Ben and Kevin Warren.
Doing better, Ben!
Yeah. Dumb, dumber, dumbest. After the Bulls, oh my God, they suck too. I'll get to them in a minute. After the Bears won in Kevin Warren's old stadium, you have to wonder, like, Kevin, where's the new one? Where's that damn shovel in the ground? Where's the dirt that got moved, Kevin? That's what you were hired to do, Kevin. He seems unsure the object of the exercise. I hope I just explained it to him. Kevin Warren's best move was neutering Ryan Poles when Warren fired Eberflus a year ago Thanksgiving. Like the Bearsiest Thanksgiving ever. He's going to suck again. Can't fire the coach. Don't know when we're going to fire the coach. The coach was an idiot on Thanksgiving, doesn't know how to manage the clock. And then the Bears don't know how to manage firing a coach. So they send him now for the day after postmortem, and then they fire him. This is like, wow, Kevin Warren. Terrific job. But then Kevin Warren ordered his neutered GM, Ryan Poles, to go hire Ben Johnson. So that's a good thing.
You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall.
And what Kevin Warren has done best, which is forcing Ben Johnson into the organization, is not what he was hired to do. There's no stadium. You know, it sounds like... He's having a psychedelic dream, like there's a, he's hallucinating. Oh yeah, it will be this, it will be that, and I will have frilly flowers, and we're going to wear gingham. So it looks like he will never get there. Same as the Bears' second Super Bowl trophy. And the state's not helping. Because the Bears don't know how to help themselves. Except they want to help themselves at the public trough. And they're just so bad at it. And nobody's having any of it. State lawmaker Cam Buckner wrote a bill that will put a screeching halt to any idea the Bears have about a land grab, a money grab. They already grabbed the land. They own it. They paid for it. They could build whatever they want. But that's not enough for the Bears. In case Warren and the Bears haven't soiled the bed all over the place with state lawmakers, local lawmakers, taxing districts, there is now a new poll that was released the other day that backs up Buckner's bill, the intent of Buckner's bill. 68% of Chicagoans surveyed said it was important to keep the team in Chicago. Oh, that's great. But almost an equal number, 65%, said the local government should spend no money to keep the team in the city. No. We want you in the city. Keep yourself in the city. It's great to have you here. You're welcome here. We're not going to pay to keep you. Another 28 supported a moderate level of public funding. Only 7% said the city should spend a significant amount of money on the effort. See, what's happened at this point, the Bears still want tax certainty, property tax certainty. That's financial talk for we hate your kids. You can look it up. It's a true fact. The state, the Bears want the state to approve a law allowing the team to negotiate long-term property tax rates with local schools and other taxing bodies. And they want public bodies to contribute like almost $1 billion infrastructure costs, such as roads, metro station. And those are kind of common for large projects. But let me ask you this. Homeowner out in Arlington Heights and Palatine and Rolling Meadows, and why should the $6.8 billion Bears get property tax certainty when homeowners don't? It's been hanging around that question for a while. We heard Kevin Warren from the start. And when last we heard from him, he was talking about the franchise's plan to extract money from the Senate, from the state, playing essentially mega Legos out there in Arlington Heights. And his latest statement we heard from, this is not a grant, this is not a gift, this is not any transfer of money from the state of Illinois to the Chicago Bears or any other businesses, Kevin Warren said. This just says we're going to allow you to negotiate the property taxes, which is critically important. Warren also said that the Bears are not trying to avoid paying taxes. Of course you are. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Stop lying. From the start of this, Kevin Warren said the Bears want to pay their fair share. And then they worked on ways not to pay their fair share. I mean, how stupid do they think we are? If you want to pay your fair share, then just pay it as it is assessed every year and shut up. That sounds fair to me. It's especially critical. Property taxes generally go to schools and parks, kids and families. Why do the Bears hate kids? Can anybody answer? Why do the Bears hate education? Is it because Kevin Warren wants to keep all of us stupid so he can hose them repeatedly? It's been an effective political tactic before. You can look around. Homeowners don't get tax certainty, but the Bears are demanding it. Homeowners are sending their kids to school, use the parks. They pay the taxes because it funds education. I did this. I went through this. I lived in a pretty high property tax area to make sure my kids got the education. My money was well spent. Their education and the parks. Why won't the Bears pay for their fair share of education? Now, I'm very passionate about this. And I really hate the Bears for this stance. Because I believe teachers are the most important people in the nation. They have America's youth, America's future in their hands. They already fork out their own cash to make their classrooms work. And this $6.8 billion team wants them to pay more. Because this $6.8 billion team wants to pay less than their fair share of property taxes. What a fraud act this is. This fair share BS. This mega project, housing, businesses, sports book, who knows what else. All of which will benefit the Bears in a big way and supposedly make everything there more valuable and profitable. But how much? Well, nobody knows. All the numbers you read are BS. A Tribune wrote, the Bears consultant predicts the stadium would generate billions of dollars in economic activity. The weather economic research generally shows that tax subsidies for sports stadiums have a low return on investment. Nobody knows. Maybe it would be wilder and bigger than anyone imagines, even the Bears. They got big ideas, whatever kind of LSD they're dropping over there, and they got, it's going to be this mega, and the roof's going to be like this, and the electric Kool-Aid company will be there, and that would be great. The Bears will get richer. I don't have a problem with the Bears getting richer. I have a problem that the Bears won't pay appropriate taxes for all that wealth, for what they've built, for what the business is worth. Now, so far, they've struck a deal with the taxing, with the school districts, to reassess the property value of the land as undeveloped, which it is now. You know why? Because Kevin Warren can't get a shovel in the ground. But the property taxes were reworked with the property, with the taxing districts, the school districts. So the Bears pay less than was originally assessed because it's undeveloped, it's doing nothing, it's not bringing in any income. That sounds fair to me. Now, what also sounds fair to me is when the Bears do this, when they build this, when they erect, they play Bearsopoly out there in Arlington Heights. And the state should be helping with infrastructure. That's what big business projects get. But you own this much land, you generate this kind of income, your property is worth X billions, whatever it is, you pay the appropriate property taxes. That goes to education. I don't think the NFL is the most important thing in America. I can understand why it is to the Bears. I happen to think education is the most important thing in America. I stand with thee. I hope the school districts stand up continually the way they have so far. Nope, we're not giving them tax certainty. Nobody else has it. Why should the richest company in the area get tax certainty? Nobody else has. Who knows? If you do that, you might tax people out of their houses, have to make up for things. Bears get richer? Great. They pay those appropriate taxes. Make the education of America's youth better. Bears, stop hating kids. It's just that simple. Texter, teachers absolutely do not spend money on their own classrooms. I was married to a teacher 10 years. you need to not drink so much on the air and slur your words and repeat yourself.
Really?
I know a whole bunch of teachers who spend their own money to make their classrooms better, to make them, to fill them with the necessary items and materials.
I do too. That's one of my best friends.
What was the 630 texter? Where'd it go? 630 texter. So they do spend their own money. I've seen it. Maybe not every teacher, but I know a lot of them do. Teachers are underpaid, underappreciated, overworked, taken for granted. And they are the most important people in America. Not the guy playing quarterback for the Bears. And apparently not the guy in charge of building a stadium for the Bears because he doesn't know what to do.
Kevin!
Whether the Bears find, venture capital, equity investment to build this themselves, however it comes out, I don't want to see the property taxes lowered. I don't want to see them get cost certainty for 40 years. What do you know? How do you know what things are going to be like in 40 years? If you want to pay your fair share, Kevin Warren, your fair share is whatever it's assessed at that year. And if you don't like it, you're allowed to contest it. You did contest it. You got it lowered. You struck a deal to lower it because it was undeveloped. As opposed to assessed on the come, you got it assessed for what it is, which is undeveloped land, because you haven't done your job, Kevin Warren. There's no shovels in the ground. We're getting towards the end of 2025, wasn't that? Well, I guess you can change 2025 to 2026, can't you? Right? Isn't that how it works? 630 texter. I also know teachers who spend their own money. Oh, of course. 213. Where's, or 231. 213 is California's out in L.A. Where's 231? Sean, we got a text from 231. We're beaming out strong today on the Odyssey app. Where now? See, we got so many texts. I don't know where this went. Where'd it go?
Looks like it's part of Michigan in the pinky portion of the mitten.
You know, what are the pinky portion of the mitten? Wow. Were you a geography major?
Yeah, just a little.
Well done. All right.
You knew what I was talking about, though.
I'm a retired teacher. I spend up to $1,000 a year on my own classroom. Yeah. That's the way it works. So you can bring stuff to class to help your students get better and smarter. 847 texter, whoever says teachers don't spend money in their classroom is a moron. I've spent thousands in my classroom. 847 texter, I love you. You're the most important person in America teaching kids. 269, Stevie Sunshine, my wife taught for 20 years. Every year she was buying supplies for the classroom for the students that were needy. Hey, it happens. And I appreciate teachers who do that. Of all the people in America, they're the most important. They're the most overworked, unfortunately. They're the most underpaid. And they do it because they love what they do. And Kevin Warren doesn't want to help him do that. He hates kids and he hates teachers. And he's representing the Bears. Bad look, Bears. All right, take a break. Speaking of bad looks, we'll talk about the Bulls next. Chicago Sports Radio, 670.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry Yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Score.
And boarded by Iowa. We're down to the final 6 seconds. Javon Carter in the far corner. Phillips, the release for three. Nope. Rebound, Giddy. And they go to Jalen Smith with a right-handed layup. They should count that, right, Bill?
Yes, they should.
Okay, well, the final score, Miami wins it 143-107.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score.
You heard right. The Bears lost. Bulls. Bears mine. The Bulls lost 143-107 to the Heat last night. Vooch is getting well enough. You know, he's playing well enough to get traded, or at least he was. At least they all were. Here's the thing about last night. Arturas Karnišovas constructed this team, you know, like acquiring Isaac Okoro, such as that constitutes constructing this team, precisely with the Miami Heat in mind. And Billy Donovan has been coaching this team from the first practice this year precisely with the Miami Heat in mind. The basketball honcho and the coach felt the team was soft. Marshmallows, Kleenex defense, Cabbage Patch Bulls. The Heat destroyed the Bulls on their court and in their souls, the last couple of play-ins, which, of course, is AK's goal. Just make the fake playoffs, and maybe you get lucky and make the real playoffs. But the Heat showed the Bulls they weren't tough enough. The Heat stole the Bulls' lunch money. That's what they did. So AK and Billy took a different tact. We're going to be tough guys. We're going to be physical. No more Mr. Goodbar, right, Alice Cooper? Yeah. And here were the surprising Bulls, fresh off a winning road trip and sporting a winning record and coming home. And here was a chance to show the Heat there was a new sheriff in town. And then, bang, Bulls got slaughtered, 143-107. The Heat outcoached and outplayed the Bulls. Here's their coach.
I think that I've said this before, we don't have the luxury not to play, you know, in terms of making the game easy for each other. When we get into that, we're just not built like that, you know, and I think, you know, that's the way Miami plays. They beat you off the dribble, they can play off the dribble. That's not us. You know, we need each other. We need screening action, we need ball movement, we need player movement, you know, and we've got to be able to sustain that. I thought like the other night in Portland, we did it really, really well for, you know, three quarters and about, you know, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, and then all of a sudden we got back into that and we got to be better there. But yeah, I mean, it was a game where I think in every facet, you know, all the way around all of us, it wasn't like we didn't know what we were walking into. You know, I think we all understood that.
So there's Billy Donovan talking about how the Bulls got out-coached because it's not about screens. you need each other on screens. That's great. Now he said, we're not going to screen. That's it. We'll do the ISO defense thing, and the Bulls can't play defense, no matter how tough they think they are. Oh, and by the way, the Heat out-toughed the Bulls as well. Here's Kevin Huerter.
Yeah, you know, they're tough to guard. You know, they space the floor well. Every guy on their team drives hard to the basket. They got guys who can make shots. They got guys who protect the rim defensively. Wasn't our best game. You know, it's tough in a cup game like this for how important the NBA wants to make these games and the type of schedule that we're on coming into it. Would have liked a different opportunity, and yeah, we'll be ready again to go play another back-to-back tomorrow.
Okay, so, well, this is the Heat took 44 free throws.
Oh, God.
So much for toughness. The Bulls lost Montrezl Bazelis, the aforementioned Okoro, Dalen Terry to injury at some point. Huerter was ejected, throwing a ball, he got mad. Patrick Williams was disqualified 18 minutes, fouled out, confusing fouling out for tough defense. Okay, this is your lead-in to the whole Ring of Honor thing tonight. The Bulls are going to celebrate. There you go. I'm going to take a break. Come back, bring you Olin Krutz with Spiegel and Holmes talking about Bears Steelers. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
No more Mr. Nice Guy. No more Mr. Clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score.
Thank you all for listening. Those of you who won't be here Thursday when Mike Esposito and I host on Thanksgiving, hope you have a happy holiday. And now, Olin Krutz on with Spiegel and Holmes on The Score Friday afternoon. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
The farther you get away from the football, the farther you get away from football.
Olin Krutz.
I always live by this. Who much is given, much is expected.
14-year NFL veteran.
Because the closer you get to the center from the tackle position, typically the slower they are. So
I know you got a guy coming up here that was pretty quick at center, so I'm not saying him. He's an anomaly. So OG could snap the ball and get out in front on a sweep, which was insane to me.
They swing it to Forte and picks up the first down.
Watch Olin Kreutz go out and through to lead this play. This is almost like a one-man running screen here. Flip it over the top and pick up the first down. Olin Kreutz getting it done.
Six-time Pro Bowler and four-time NFL All-Pro.
I do have a question for you, Olin, about trash talking. I know John ran a lot. Who was the funniest?
Well, John was funny, right? He studied your game day and studied your history and talked trash about everybody's. One time he was doing a Samoan slap dance to me, and I said, John, I'm Hawaiian. I don't do Samoan slap dances, but I've been called a lot of things on the field. Warren Sapp thought I was Hispanic at one point, which I wasn't. But a lot of that, like, you know, Pat, I mean, that's why you play, man.
Football analyst for 670 The Score.
Yeah, it makes a big difference in a game, right? I think Kevin Warren designed it. Ask him. But the Vikings now that stadium, you got to know.
Olin Kreutz with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Before Chicago takes on Pittsburgh, tune in Sunday from 9 until noon for your local Ford dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score. Olin Kreutz, Patrick Manley, and Mully will get you set for the game. Then immediately following the game, they'll have instant reaction on the postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Arturo Tire. All of it can be heard on The Score and the Odyssey app. Olin Kreutz joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. CircaLasVegas.com. Oh, what's up, man?
What's up, guys? How's it going, man?
Things are good, man. Things are good. How did it go when Warren Sapp thought you were Hispanic? How'd the rest of that game go?
man, it went. I think their way. Actually, you guys remember how good their defense was?
Oh yes.
Back in the day, those guys. You know, Warren Sapp, Simeon Rice, Brad Culpepper, Derek Brooks, Rondé Barber, John Lynch on the sideline, Monty Kiffin, right? Rob Marinelli, Lovie Smith. They had an all-star crew. Mike Tomlin was there at one point. They were really good. But Warren Sapp was always a good battle, always talked a little trash back and forth. Mm-hmm. I had a good time. That's why you play the game.
That's awesome. We're worried about, at least I'm really worried about, these edge rushers. Mm-hmm. They got three guys with five sacks, at least, mm-hmm. On this edge. Tough stuff for the tackles? Or how do you see this offense matching up with the Steelers' defense up front?
Yeah, Watt, Highsmith and Herbig from St. Louis High School in Honolulu, Hawaii, obviously. Tough matchup for Chicago Bears tackles, right? And I want to see Darnell Wright go against a guy like Watt. We think he's an all-pro. I think he's the Bears' best football player. Excited to see them match up now. Theo Benedict over there on the left side, obviously. Ben Johnson and Coach Dan Roshar are going to have a plan, right? We've seen that over the last 3 or 4 weeks where they have Cole Kmet, Colson Loveland, the running back, Roma Dunze. They have all kind of guys giving him help. Joe Tooney giving him help from the inside. The first thing you want to do, guys, and I know you know this, and the listeners know this, and everybody who watches football know this, is get that run game going, right? Stay out of third and long. You don't want to be in third and long against this group. You want to be in third and manageable. Stay in front of the chains. Keep their pass rushers. Defending the run is the best way to stop a team that loves to rush the passer. And the Chicago Bears, guys, really fun team to watch run the football, run downhill, run off the football. What Coach Dan Roshar has been doing. We all seen Swift last week late in the game, running with his pads low, running guys over, getting first downs, getting the extra yards. Kyle Monong, guys, been fun to watch. The Chicago Bears run game, it should be the answer to the Pittsburgh Steelers pass rush.
When we talked about this in the last segment, Speaks brought up the guys on the edge. I'm a little more concerned with the interior guys because of what you're talking about. Like, if you have to take resources away from guard, center, guard to help out, I'm worried because those guys, if their history this season says that they are pretty good at collapsing the pocket.
Yeah, Cam Hayward's a monster, right? But guess who we got? That's why we went out and traded for Joe Tooney. That's why we signed Jonah Jackson. That's why Chris Dahlman is in the middle of that line, right? We spent a lot of money in the middle of the Chicago Bears offensive line. They've been doing a good job, Lawrence, right? Running the football, keeping Caleb upright. Obviously, Caleb gets out of some sacks. Really fun matchups this week, right? With Tooney versus Hayward and Keanu Benton versus Jonah Jackson and Dahlman. And just those matchups are going to be fun to watch. And like you're saying, for a shorter quarterback, which Caleb is, you want to keep the middle of that pocket clean. So got a good battle for them. But that's what Ryan Poles went out there and fixed that offensive line this offseason. They've looked good, right, against the competition that they have had leading up to this football game. But here it is when we get into the meat of this schedule. We're all excited to be here at 7-3. The guys you just mentioned, right, Dunbar, their D-line coach in Pittsburgh, one of the better ones in the NFL, the 2004 Chicago Bears defensive line coach, right, Carl Dunbar, really good, man. And you can tell their technique is sound on film. They got good football players. Coach Dan Roshaw on our side. That's why I'm excited for this battle. I tweeted something out early this week with a popcorn. I was eating popcorn. I'm ready to watch this football game, but also not scared, right, not thinking, man, we have no chance against this front. I'm thinking we got a chance against these guys. We got guys who can match up with the Pittsburgh Steelers defensive line. Really good battle, man, there in the middle of the field at Soldier Field this Sunday. But the exciting thing, I think, for us as Chicago Bears fans, as people who have analyzed the Chicago Bears for years now, is that we do match up, right? We do match up well. Obviously, the one thing you worry about is pass downs with Theo Benedict over there on the left side. But as far as inside, I'm looking for a battle there. I'm looking for our guys to actually take it to them, to take it to this Pittsburgh Steelers defense and slow them down and make sure we're staying in front of the chains.
Man, it's good to hear, Olin. Lawrence is the mayor of Worried Town. I am squatting in a property in Concernville. I'm edging ever closer to Worried Town with this game. Look, Declan Doyle explained this week that, like, when the quarterback drops deeper, sometimes it becomes more challenging for the tackles, you know? So the deeper the quarterback gets, the harder it becomes on those tackles. I'm hoping and praying maybe this is the week where Caleb has gotten a message and just gets rid of the ball fast back there, Olin. What do you think?
Yeah, that message has been going on for a while. I wouldn't count on it, Speeds, right? I wouldn't count on him getting rid of the ball fast. He does have an incredible arm. He has been getting better at it. I thought last week he took some easy throws. We talked about everything for him right now was like a difficulty of 10, right, going into last week. I thought he took some checkdowns. You remember Cole Kmet's runs last week. You remember the Colston Loveland, 24-yard gain on a 3rd-and-13, I think it was. That was just a checkdown, right, letting one of his guys make plays, to your point. Get the ball in your playmaker's hands. Don't take the sacks. Look, guys, this is the first team the Bears have played in weeks, I think, since the Detroit Lions, that are actually on the plus side of the turnover differential battle, right? I think the Pittsburgh Steelers, I got it written down here, but I think they're +7 or +8. The Bears, obviously, at +16 is a crazy number, but everyone else they played up to here is not ranked any higher than 23rd in the league in a turnover differential. So, like you're talking about, Speaks, protect the ball, get it out early, get away from those sack fumbles. We all know how good T.J. Watt and Herbig is at that. The good thing about this is you've seen them preparing. I think someone put on Twitter the Steelers are preparing for the way that Caleb gets out of the pocket, the way he runs, the way he spins. Well, that also slows down the pass rush, right? They can't just go crazy at Caleb Williams. They want to keep him in that pocket. So that'll slow it down a little bit also. But to your point, run the football, be worried about these pass rushes, help your left tackle out, even give your right tackle some help, stay in front of the chains. It's just going to be a different kind of football game, the kind of football game we've been waiting for the Chicago Bears to play, because we want to see them against good football teams that look like they're playoff contenders and see where we are as the Chicago Bears.
Tremaine Edmonds is having, I think, one of his best years as a pro, and he's had some really good ones in Buffalo, but he seemed to found himself with that move over to the weak side. So he's not available. T.J. Edwards is not available. The linebacker depth is a problem for them going into this game. How do you imagine the Steelers will try to attack that, no matter who's playing quarterback?
Yeah, run right at them, right? Run right at these linebackers, make them make plays, obviously attack them with Freiermuth, attack them in the middle of the field, see if they can cover, right? You're worried. Tremaine Edmonds, to your point, Lawrence, really important player for Chicago Bears this year. Not only was he good against the run, not only is he good in coverage, not only did he have interceptions, he was their best pass rusher, I thought. He created the most chaos in the quarterback's head, coming on blitzes with his length and his speed. So they're really going to miss him. Like, they're going to miss T.J. Edwards. Like, they'll miss Noah Sewell. So if you're the Green Bay Packers, you look for them to be in man coverage. You get your running back matched up on them in one-on-one situations. You try to get Freiermuth, Jonah Smith. You try to get these guys on your the backup linebackers, right? You attack them right in that. I know Kenneth Gainwell has a bunch of catches. Get him matched up on these backup linebackers. So obviously Dennis Allen has a challenge here. And like you said, you know, being nickel with Gardner Johnson, see what they do there, see who's up. Is Jalen Johnson up? Is Kyler Gordon up? This, I don't know, going into this week. But they are going to miss those guys in the middle of the field. Right? Billings now has a bigger job already. They're down a dial there on the edge. So already you're going to attack Austin Booker, a smaller defensive end with your 13 personnel. Everybody talking about the Steelers run three tight ends a lot. They run two tight ends a lot, right? They even bring Spencer Anderson, their backup tackle on the field, and try to run the ball. The great thing is they're not very good at running the football, right? They don't have all the stats. Even when you talk about their defense, I'm surprised, guys. I don't know about you guys, but when I go through their roster and all the names they have, I'm surprised at where they're ranked, right, on defense, where they're ranked running the ball. Their offensive line stays in two-point stance a lot. I'm not a big fan of that. Hmm. They don't look overly physical when they come off the ball. They do have a really good center, right, in Zach Frazier. Him versus Billings is going to be an absolute must-watch there in the middle of the line, right? Fatanu, their right tackle from University of Washington, say who, say dogs. He'll be going against Montez Sweat. That'll be another fun battle out there to watch. But when you just turn their film on, guys, they don't cross you as this incredibly physical unit, right? I think the Chicago Bears can get after them a little bit. I am worried now, like you're talking about, without their top three linebackers, how you know, guys will step up, fit in, next man up mentality, and stop that run game. Because if you're Arthur Smith, the Pittsburgh Steelers offensive coordinator, I know you can't say, look, guys, let's just try to run the ball and see if they can stop it.
Yeah, I mean, that would seem to be the thing to do. Man, Olin, you mentioned the kid Spencer Anderson. Like, the Bears use Ozzie Trapillo as a sixth offensive lineman. Steelers are using that kid. Sometimes they do it when they're using the big tight end, Darnell Washington, as well. Mm-hmm. He's 6'7". 311 pounds. So when they do that, and they use the kid Spencer Anderson, and they put the two of them next to a regular old tackle who's also 300 pounds, we're talking about almost 1,000 pounds of girth out there. Like, what would you do if you're the offensive line coach and you got to use three 300 pounders next to each other? What would you do?
Well, you guys have had me on every Friday, right? And the first thing I talked about is I'd like to see them kick Nervon Dexter the three technique and put Billings as the starting nose guard. You guys heard me talk about moving Jonathan Ford up off the practice squad. You guys heard me talk about that before they did it when they were ranked last in the league at stopping the run. Now they've cleaned that up. That's what they're doing. I've talked about putting Nervon Dexter out there at defensive end on first and second down since Dale went down, right? And put Jonathan Ford and put Chris Williams back in at three technique and put bigger guys on the field. And that's what I would use my defensive line to try to cover up my linebackers a little bit. I don't want small defensive ends out there with backup linebackers, right? So I put bigger guys. Look, they put, like you're talking about, they got all these big guys they put on the edge. Why not put Nervon Dexter, who has length, who has size, who seems to play a little bit like a defensive end sometimes? Why not put him out there with Montez Sweat, put Ford and Chris Williams and Billings in the middle and see if you can get some size there? And you still have Austin Booker, right, and these guys. I even thought last week Dominic Robinson was limping a little bit on the field, so I don't know if he's fully healed yet. So I think if you're the Steelers, if I see that, guys, obviously the Bears see that on film. I mean, the Steelers see that on film, and they say, man, let's go after these guys a little bit. Now, I will give Austin Booker this. I don't want to say he didn't play great last week against the Vikings, $28.5 million left tackle Darisaw. I thought he did. I thought he held up way better than I thought he would hold up. So we'll see how the game goes. But if I'm the Bears, I have some alternative plans set where I can move some D tackles out to DN if this game gets out of hand with the run game.
The Steelers have three AFC games after this one in a row. Do you think Aaron Rodgers plays?
I think he does. Just knowing an old ball player, just knowing a guy who loves football, who wants to compete, who loves playing in Chicago, I think he'll come out and play with that hand. I know what you're saying about the AFC, but I think for a guy – who's a ball player like he is, I think every game is important. You can't convince him of anything else. I remember one time we were already seated in the playoffs and Lovie Smith came to me and he said, we're going to sit you because of your ankle. We played the Vikings this week up there in Minnesota and they had Pat Williams who had a rivalry and Lovie was trying to convince me that, look, we're just not going to play you. We don't want that you get hurt. And I told him to hell with that. If the other guy's going to be out there, I'm going to be out there too. I don't care what the game means. I don't care what's going on. So I think Rodgers has that kind of mentality. I think you'll see him at Soldier Field on Sunday.
Olin, we had a great conversation with Matt Bowen this week, your buddy, our friend Matt Bowen, about coaching and about the bond that gets created between the coach and the players, especially at the high school level, and how one win in the playoff season can buy you seven more days of just getting to hang out and bond and connect and watch these kids grow. And I just wanted to, you know, see if that resonates with you like it resonated with us. We've been thinking about it all week long.
Yep, I knew we were getting to Spiegel's feelings corner at some point. So here we are. I am at the feelings dinner table. I can at least use a Crown Royal shot before we get going here. But listen, Matt Bowen does a great job, man, coaching his kids, pouring himself into them, teaching them about life and football. JC McKee, as you guys know, another one, a coach at Carmel Catholic. I helped him coach there the last 3 years. And it is fun to coach these kids, to use the game, to teach them about teamwork, perseverance, how to work hard, how to work together, how to, you know, one common goal, move in one direction, see them go on to college, have more time with them. I even have guys text me right now, the college season is ending. As you guys know, I have a gym. Coach, can I come back to the gym? Can we talk about what's next in my career? Can we talk about how to handle the offseason? Can we talk about how to approach my end of year meeting? So, yeah. You help these guys through this, and you use football really to teach life, and that's it for my Spiegel's Feeling Corner.
Hey, man, give yourself a shot of Crown as soon as the segment is done. You earned it. You earned it yourself.
I'm going to need it.
Oh, we appreciate you, man. Have a great weekend, sir.
Lawrence, how do you deal with all those feelings every week, man? You know what I mean?
Good question. He's singing music,
yeah. Doing art, yeah. Wants to talk to you about your feelings all day.
I know.
Listen, man, I mean, I know we're in this era now where that's all okay. I'm not the guy.
Noted. I'll never put Olin in a feelings corner again.
No, we have to do it. You got to be you, Speech. We got to do it, man.
That's
every
right.
Time
you
I
gotta
come
be
on,
you.
Spiegel's Feeling Corner.
Hey, man, you get to critique my offensive, my center technique, you know, and then you got to come into the feelings corner. It's like it's a little game, a little take.
One day we'll do karaoke too, and I'll sing La Bamba for you. That's my karaoke.
Yeah,
song.
Let's go.
That's a great one.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Oh yeah, La Bamba. You just scream it, man. You don't even got to sing it well.
Now
Garza Shocked, that's my song. Roberto Garza, we used to be Shocked, that was my song.
But Warren Sapp would have probably guessed it was your song, right?
I'm going to tie the room together.
This is good stuff.
Oh, man.
All right, we'll talk to you, man.
Appreciate it, guys.
All right, man.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
and T's apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.